Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Finally today, we're going to end our show and the week with some poetry.
This weekend, the 2011 Massachusetts Poetry Festival takes place in Salem, Mass. In fact, it began yesterday. It's already underway. Throughout the weekend, there will be readings, workshops, and music. And to mark the event, we asked Amy Gorin of Wellesley to pick a poem and read it for us. She's the mother of Andrew Gorin, a poet and lead coordinator of this year's festival.
So here's Amy Gorin reading a poem by Wendell Berry.
I picked this poem, I'll tell you a story which will help you understand. When my beloved dog Solomon was alive, one of the joys in my life was to take him for a walk in the woods off-leash. The minute I would release his leash and see him take off, I could feel my blood pressure come down. And I used to say to my husband, he's in his dogness, he's being a dog. Sadly, he has passed, but this poem really helps me get to the same place because it reminds me that there's a natural order, and that if I can just get back into the natural world, into a state of natural being, then I too can come into peace if I can return to myself. And that's what this poem tells me. The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. When despair grows in me and I wake in the middle of the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be. I go and lie down where the wooddrake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting for their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
And Amy Gorin reading The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry, ending our program today. For information about this weekend's Massachusetts Poetry Festival and to tell us about your favorite poem, go to our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Don Mozzie, and Jason Breslow. Our interns are Anna Pinkert and Amory Sievertson.
Jeremy Bernfeld is our web producer. Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great weekend, everybody.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again next week for more Radio Boston.